Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Pat Rivers. In this segment, we welcome 490 farmers. 490, that's right, the interstate that runs right through our city. There is a community garden right on DOT land, and it's the first garden of its kind, I believe, on DOT land. And to tell us all about 490 Farmers, I'd like to welcome Rachel Snyder. She is volunteer business partner with 490 Farmers. Welcome, Rachel.
Hi, Pat. Thanks so much for having me today.
Now, for the life of me, I couldn't figure out where this garden is, and then it hit me. I drove by it every day when I used to live on Goodman Street. You're right there in that wedge of land on Broadway at Meg's.
Yes, we are. You might blink and miss it, but as soon as things start to grow, you'll see it, and we have a nice sign there out front. But we are right in that little wedge of land.
Well, tell us a little bit about 490 Farmers and how this idea came to be.
Absolutely. So just a little quick snippet. We're at the corner of Broadway and Meg Street. We're the first community garden, as you said, on state-owned land in New York, and we're the second largest garden in the city of Rochester. And it came to be a few years ago, our founder, Chloe Smith, she just saw this land, and she had an idea, and she goes, I wonder if we could turn that space into a garden. So through some community partnerships, and she attended a few workshops, she sent a plan off to some folks, and they said, hey, that's a great idea. And it started all as a volunteer-run program. It was supported by a few grants and a few local organizations like Southeast Area Coalition, Taproot Collective, Rochester Mutual Aid Network, and, of course, the New York State Department of Transportation. And in the fall of last year, Chloe came to a couple folks and said, hey, I know you all work other full-time jobs, but how would you like to get 490 Farmers up and running as a nonprofit, and a group of us said, sure, and that brings us to today.
And you just got a nonprofit status, didn't you?
We did. We received our nonprofit status at the end of last year.
And that's awesome, and also multiple grants as well.
Yes, so we've received a pollinator grant, which will help us with our children's garden and will help us with our some other community gardening programs. We've received a few grants as well from Southeast Area Coalition, who's a community partner, and from the Simple Earth. So we're doing really great stuff.
So how did the land come about? Did the DOT say, yeah, go right ahead, you can use it, we're not using it? Or was it a little bit more involved?
It was that. They said, okay, if this, you know, they gave us some parameters, but this is what you can do. And they allowed us to use the land.
So now, when will the season commence for you? Like, when will the plantings begin?
So our awesome farm manager has already begun planting. So she has a garden growing in her home, and she started some plants already. But our season, you know, official market season will kick off this June.
And what kind of crops do you plant there?
It's really a variety. So we try to plant, you know, things that are in season for New York. So anything like squash or zucchini, we'll plant fresh herbs. Sometimes folks will donate seeds to us, so we might try to do something a little different, maybe like a rhubarb. And then we also have a, you know, flower share that comes out of our garden. So there's a lot of different produce opportunities. So maybe you'll see like tomatoes, or maybe you'll see corn like you might see at, you know, any farm stand. But we might try something different too, because community members will ask, hey, can I donate some seeds? So it's really a community effort.
And I think what's important, too, is the location of where this garden is. You're kind of located near some of the homeless population of Rochester. And so this kind of helps. It's not quite a food desert, but it's close in your area. And this kind of helps alleviate the burden of that.
Absolutely. So in addition to our free food forest, where anybody can go and pick fresh produce when it's available, we also are part of the Rochester Mutual Aid Free Food Stand. So we have a, it's almost like a little, if you're familiar with a little free library where you can see books and you'll see those throughout the community, we have a free food stand. So people can come and put canned goods, dry goods, hygiene products, and anybody can access those at any time. And we've people have volunteered to fill it up. So we had somebody for their birthday ask if a friend would fill their the free food stand, which was awesome. And people use it. They take advantage of it, which is what we want. We want to make sure that people do have access to food. And we're hoping that with our Pay What You Can CSA, that we'll also connect more families in that area to fresh produce when they might not be able to get it otherwise.
Now, that was going to be my next question. Pay What You Can CSA. What does that mean?
So a CSA is just a crop share. It's part. Think of it like a food box, which became really popular, or a produce box, especially during the pandemic. So we're going to create produce boxes that, on a week-by-week basis for about 30 families in that area. And we're partnering with School Without Walls for this. So we're going to work with families to provide a produce box, and it's going to be pay what you can. So maybe it'll be a few dollars, maybe it'll be more, but regardless, people will have access to fresh produce. And that will continue on throughout our season.
And so, Rachel, how did you become involved with 490 Farmers?
So I became connected with Chloe, the founder, and then Courtney, the board chair, through other nonprofit volunteering work. And I'm so passionate about their mission, and I'm passionate about organizational development. And I just saw a need for organizational development with the organization, and they said, hey, do you want to come on board? So I joined. And it's really one of my favorite volunteer projects. I love the mission. I'm really passionate about food accessibility and passionate about, increasing that access throughout the city of Rochester.
Now, this type of a community garden, this is a trend nationwide, isn't it?
Yes, it is a trend nationwide. You'll see more community gardens that might have been limited to neighborhoods expanding their footprint. This is a trend, especially in urban areas, where there are more food deserts and less access to fresh produce. And a lot of organizations across the country, like 490, they want to offer free programs to community members with a focus on interest in gardening or sustainability or produce. And there's really this growing philosophy that, and as it should be, that access to fresh food is a human right. So this is definitely a trend across the country.
It certainly is. And I imagine some big things are in the future for your organization, 490 Farmers, as well. Any plans to expand from that little small wedge into something a little bigger?
So we'll definitely keep this as our flagship garden. But we're working with different community groups across the city, churches and other community organizations, to take over their abandoned garden beds. Or small greenhouses to increase our footprint. So we're currently working with another organization on the north side of the city to develop a few bed areas where we can cultivate some herbs or some vegetables and take advantage of those spaces.
You're listening to Rochester Speaks. Our guest, Rachel Snyder, volunteer business partner with 490 Farmers. Now, Rachel, can anyone get involved in this and plant on this garden and help out with you guys with what you're doing?
So that's a great question. Our beds are all filled up for this year. So we do have like a bed rental, 50 garden plot rent. We have raised beds of varying sizes, but anyone can come and volunteer or stop by. Folks can, if you have children, stop by the children's garden. The section Pinwheel Design provides an opportunity for kiddos to play in the different soil types, walk along a little yellow brick road, and learn about kid-friendly plants and native pollinators. And then, of course, we've got the little free pantry if anybody ever wants to stock that, or if anybody ever needs to grab anything out of that, that's available as well. But we always invite folks to stop by the garden just to see it and check it out. Check us out on Facebook. We're at 490 Farmers to learn more about our upcoming events. So there's lots of ways to help out.
I like the fact that it's a passion project, a volunteer project for everyone who is involved with this. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely a labor of love. And the community has really swelled around us in the past few weeks, especially as we lead up to Earth Day and different programming beyond. So we're really excited about how the community has rallied around us and our mission, and we hope we continue to do good work.
Well, any kind of community project does require some finance, Rachel. And you have some events coming up. You have the Rocks event April 22nd, this past Friday, Earth Day, and then the Garden to Glass fundraiser. Can you just give us a little overview of what those were all about?
Absolutely. So Earth Rocks reached out to us for a scavenger hunt partnership to walk folks around the city and to lift up the importance of focusing on climate relief and, you know, becoming an advocate for climate change. So I'm so thrilled that they reached out to us for that event. And then we partnered with the Daily Refresher, which is an awesome bar restaurant downtown. And they were really excited about using some herbs that we had in the garden to feature in some cocktails. And proceeds, portion of some of those proceeds went to the farm. We also had a silent auction with items donated from some great local business partners, which we were thrilled about. And we're also looking forward to having a Jazz in the Garden event this summer. So really successful events. It's great to see the community rally around us for financial support and to get our name out there. And we're looking forward to some more events this summer as well.
I like the idea of the jazz concert. That'll be nice.
Yes, we were really passionate about keeping jazz in the city. We know that for reasons because of COVID-19, it had to move out to RIT for Jazz Fest, but we're hoping to have a jazz concert in the garden.
Oh, once this is over, once this pandemic is behind us, I envision a whole new world. Well, at least somewhat. Now, you mentioned something about rental, the flower beds or the garden beds themselves. You can rent those, right?
Yes, those can be rented. Our garden plots are currently filled, but if you wanted to be added to the wait list,
okay,
you would just check out our website at www.490farmers.com. And there's a great amount of information on there.
Yes, I was just on the website earlier today looking it over, and it's you do have a lot going on, a lot of community partners that you're that are involved with this project as well. You might want to give a couple of them a mention.
I would love to. So we would not be where we are without Baber AME Church. Of course, the New York State Department of Transportation, Southeast Area Coalition, Simple Earth Herbals, the Southwedge Food Program, Rock Mutual Aid Network, Rock Food Without Bombs, School Without Walls, Taproot Collective. We have so many phenomenal community partners in addition to our staff and our board. Again, this is all of, you know, a volunteer effort. Everyone else works on, everybody else has another 9-to-5. So this is, again, a labor of love, and we could not do it without support from our partners and friends.
Yeah, it's just so cool to have this in the city, too. And how many volunteers would you say are involved with 490 Farmers?
So in addition to our 12-person board, we've probably got a rotation of about 40 to 50 volunteers that come and help with cleaning, with compost. People might have a skill that they want to offer up. Maybe they know a lot about irrigation or solar. We have a lot of community activists that come to the garden who are interested in talking about food access. And then we have more full-time volunteers who have been with this project since the beginning, who we can always call on if something needs to be fixed or we need to maybe do some of that harder work and move some stuff around. So we're really lucky to have such a great group of volunteers.
So, Rachel, what's the one thing that being involved with 490 Farmers brings to you personally?
It brings me a sense of joy and fulfillment. I know that was two things. I cheated.
That's okay.
But it really brings me a sense of joy and fulfillment to know that we are working towards the benefit of the community, and it's really all about the community. It's not about anybody that's working, you know, on the project. It's just about giving back, and that to me is so important.
Certainly is, and you are off to a great start. 490 Farmers, and if you'd like to check it out, see where it is, it's right there on Broadway and Meigs. It's if you're heading, well, Broadway's only one way, so as you're heading down Broadway, it'll be on your left-hand side. And you could even stop over and say hi to anybody who might be working there.
Yes, please do.
You don't hold any hours, do you? Specific hours?
We don't hold specific hours yet, but we will have a farmer's market on Wednesdays this summer.
Oh, the farmer's market. That's right. I forgot to mention that.
Yes. So folks will be able to stop by. So it'll be Wednesdays, 4 to 7 p.m., June 2nd through October 20th. And we'll be offering SNAP benefits. We'll have some weekly performers, so musicians and dancers and poets. We'll be giving garden tours. There'll be a U-Pick flower garden.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to be a great night out in the community for folks.
Well, Rachel, I'd like to thank you for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate any chance I get to talk about 490.
Rachel Snyder, volunteer business partner for 490 Farmers. And once again, Rachel, your website?
We are at www.490, so that's 490farmers.com.
Easy to remember. Thanks again, Rachel.
Thank you.